As we gear up for our trip to South Carolina, we want to get a sense of the local flavor in politics. To give us some perspective, we got Cynthia Hardy. She hosts a statewide call-in talk show called On Point with Cynthia Hardy. It's based at station WWDM in Columbia. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Farai. Thank you for having me on today.
Well, we're delighted. So your show covers most of the state, and you probably get a bunch of different views on the issues that people in South Carolina care about. What are you hearing? What's the major issue or two?
Well, you know, people are really excited about the positioning that South Carolina has as the launching pad as we, you know, look at Super Tuesday on February 5th. It's interesting because I think particularly in the African-American community, people understand that all eyes are on the community to see what it's going to do. And it's been very interesting to see how people are lining up. If you notice, the polls are indicating that Senator Obama is ahead of Senator Clinton by about 7-8 points. But when you're here on the ground, it's really hard to tell. I was at the hairdresser this morning, and I got to tell you, it almost came to blows in there. I'm talking 6 o'clock. We girls are in there at 6 o'clock in the morning trying to get it done so we can get into work on time. And owner of the salon happened to be an Obama supporter, and she has done the Women for Obama thing, really been a part of that movement, hosted things at her house and at the salon. So she's passing out buttons and she's putting stickers on people. And several people who were Hillary Clinton supporters, of course, politely turned down the sticker. And so that led into a debate about what people think and why they think it. And it was very, very interesting. It was a big Obama-Clinton face-off. What was good was how passionate people are, but also what came out of that was, if you're African-American, somehow, if you are African-American and not supporting Obama, a number of African-American people think you've done something wrong. So having to overcome that seemed to be a little bit problematic for a number of the people who were not supporting Obama.
Now, speaking of your hairdresser, how has she dealt with the economic issues? Have they been hitting her?
Well, as a matter of fact, they really have. You know, South Carolina is one of the southern states that is primarily rural. So when the economic downturns happen across the country, we feel it a lot more strongly, say, than some of the other parts of the country. We're not talking recession very much in this country right now, but a number of people are really, really feeling it here in South Carolina. We are looking at the foreclosure rate. It's 3 to 4 times what it's been the last 4 to 5 years. People just don't have what they used to have. My hairdresser made a comment to me a couple of weeks ago that people were having a hard time paying her and asking if they could, you know, wait for a week or so, you know, before they were able to, before they could pay. And her mention to me was, if you have an opportunity, Cynthia, to host a show about the impending recession, you should do that because times are harder than people really are talking about.
Now, the Democrats have a strong presence. Most of the black folks are going to go out for the Democratic race. But what about black Republicans? The primary is tomorrow. What candidate are people gravitating towards?
Interesting. You know, the polls say one thing, but we learned something from New Hampshire, didn't we? I took the temperature, say, of a number of the listeners of my show. And of the black Republicans, there's a growing sense that people like Mitt Romney. And it seems a little odd to people, I would imagine. Some of the criticisms of John McCain, a number of African-American Republicans when faced with the decision between McCain and Huckabee and Romney, they choose Romney and then Huckabee. And their rationale, of course, is they'd like to have someone who has dealt with the people, in there with the people. They like the fact that Romney has experience in dealing with the Olympics. They like the fact that he has business savvy. In McCain's case, they think he's too old. A number of my listeners feel like if he's elected at 71, then he'd be 79 if he had the opportunity to serve a second term. And so that alarms a number of people when looking at, and I know what it is, it's all the fresh newness on the other side with the Democratic candidates. When you look at the youthfulness of a Barack Obama or the newness of a Hillary Clinton, it's easy to see why on the other side people would want a little bit of fresh and new as well.
Now, what about John Edwards? This is his birth state, and he is looking for a win. How's his campaign, how's his bring it home slogan playing with the home crowd?
You know, it's hard to tell because there is so much noise around Senator Clinton and around Barack Obama and around the front runners in the Republican Party. I think there's an endearing feeling for John Edwards because, you know, he won here last time and people like him. He's a folksy guy. He feels like someone you can, you know, talk to and tell your problems to. But at the end of the day, you know, people didn't elect him last time around, and the feeling is that, you know, he's just not the pick. While you have a number of people, you know, you've got a fair amount of people in our state who are looking at John Edwards, and a number of folks are saying, you better watch those numbers because they think he'll, you know, start to increase as we get closer and closer to the Democratic primary. But it really, I don't think that his message has taken root the way that he would like for it to in South Carolina, because as folks say, for you to be a winner, you got to win some. And he hasn't won any yet. And I don't think that this will be the place where he will get a win.
This is going to have to be very short, but your state has so much history, so much culture, the Gullah mm-hmm. culture, beaches, mm-hmm. History of slavery and emancipation. If you could use a couple of words or phrases to describe the character of South Carolinians, what would it be?
You know, a number of the people in South Carolina are pretty insightful. They recognize where they've been, and the journey has not been nearly what they've wanted it to be. There's a lot of apathy in our state because people have not had the victories, you know, that a number of other places have. That's why this election is so significant, because what we're feeling is a put down of the apathy and so much passion that's rising up. It's a very exciting time to be in South Carolina right now, especially with this very special presidential primary coming up as far as the Democrats are concerned. A lot of involvement on the part of people where there was not any involvement before. So I think that there's a lot of insightful thought going on now about where we've been, what has happened, the kinds of things that have held people back, and the possibilities that are opening because of the messages of the candidates that are leading the pack.
A hopeful time?
It is a very hopeful time. You know, a number of the candidates are talking about, even though Barack Obama led the way with the hope and the faith, a number of folks are talking that talk now. Edwards talks about it when he talks about the loss of his son, the illness of his wife. Hillary Clinton talks about her United Methodist roots a lot. And, you know, she's got a lot of African-American support from the pulpit. But I want to mention to you that that support from the pulpit does not transfer necessarily to the membership. And I think that people will be surprised by that. A number of people have assumed, because when you see her standing and so many of the African-American pastors in South Carolina standing behind her, that means that will be the way that their congregations will go. And
Cindy,
I caution that that certainly isn't the case.
All right. It's been great talking to you.
You too. Thank you so much.
Cynthia Hardy is the host of On Point with Cynthia Hardy. That's a weekly call-in talk show on WWDM in Columbia, South Carolina. That's news and notes for today. Nicole Childers and Christabel Nsiabwadi produce the show. Denise Rios edits and Taylor Chapeline Orsi is our director. Our technical director is Shireen Strausberg. Marcia Caldwell is our drive engineer, and our staff includes Tony Cox, Jeffrey Bennett, Roy Hurst, Christopher Johnson, Devin Robbins, Kenya Young, and Anthea Raymond. Our interns are Drew Tewksbury and Paige Lindell. To listen to the show or subscribe to our podcast, visit our website, nprnewsandnotes.org. To join the conversation or sign up for our newsletter, visit our blog at nprnewsandviews.org. News and Notes was created by NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium. I'm Farai Chidea. This is News and Notes.